Do you need a decision engine? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Hunch, the latest product from Katarina Fake, the co-founder of photo sharing site Flickr, recently hauled in another $10 million in venture financing. Hunch helps people make decisions, all kinds of decisions, from what books to read, movies to watch, food to eat, and clothes to wear. Fake says Hunch uses sophisticated algorithms and input from users to develop personal taste profiles.
We're finding out which people's tastes are similar to each other. So I like this book or this television show, or I like this hotel, that kind of thing. And we're trying to map you to other people who share the similar tastes to you. So that would be very useful for things like you go onto the web and you're looking for a hotel, and hopefully, you know, Hunch with its taste graph would be able to tell you, I'm going to Dallas, I need to get a hotel room, or I'm at the bookstore, I'm looking for a book for my summer vacation, would be able to recommend something to you based on the taste graph.
So how does Hunch build this taste graph on individuals?
The way that we do it currently is we've got a website which we've gotten 50 million questions answered. Those questions are, you know, meant to be fun and engaging. Some of them are very lighthearted. You know, for example, do you slice your sandwich down the middle versus diagonal, or, you know, do you like bumper cars? But then there's also mixed in some kind of demographic type information. Do you live in the country or the city or the suburbs? Are you male and female? And it puts together a taste profile for you. And so now we can make a pretty good guess as to what people's tastes will be.
What kind of recommendations, then, is Hunch designed to make?
It could be anything. Cookbooks, what guitar I should buy. I'm trying to get a prom dress. I need a theme for my wedding. I need a lamp. Pretty much anything. I'm looking for a philosopher I might be interested in, or a table or a chair. I mean, it really could be toys for a baby shower gift. it's really infinite.
Give me a sense of the technology sort of behind the scenes that allows you to build these profiles on people.
This is it's a very computationally intensive site. The team is comprised of, predominantly we've got bunch of guys from MIT with PhDs in machine learning. So it's a very technically driven site. It's algorithmically driven. So there's a layer of people adding things on the top, telling us what they like and what they don't like. And then we take that information. We take the information of people's tastes, their preferences, and that could be their aesthetics or their political beliefs or their beliefs and values or their media preferences. And then we take all of those correlations and we generate recommendations based on all of that data that we've gotten from real people.
Your company has promised not to sell the data it collects to third parties. I know lots of marketers might like it. If you're not going to sell the data to others, how do you make money?
Well, it's the same way that, say, Google or any other search engine makes their money, which is that we recommend a camera to you, and you click on a link and go buy that camera. We get a small amount of money from that. It's proven to be a very successful business model for many, many businesses.
Katarina Fake is co-founder of Hunch, which you can find at hunch.com. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.